From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. While August is not the best month to see a good film, movie studios often dump average movies into August. So for this week's What to Watch segment, our resident movie critic put together a list of some of his best TV and streaming shows to catch up on for all of you who just want to turn up the air conditioning, settle down for an end-of-summer couch cuddle. George Prentice, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Gemma. You know what? It's just August. You know, it's pretty much the movies that were there in May are the same movies in the cinema. I mean, folks, the number one movie at the box office this week was the number one movie at the box office in May, and that was Top Gun.
It's still number one?
It's still number one. August is unofficially known as a dump month. That's where average movies go to die in the movies, in the cinema, if you will. Now, that said, the small screen has really upped its game. And quite frankly, we like to spend a little bit more time with one another, with school starting again. And yeah, we kind of pinch our pennies because we've got back to school supplies, et cetera. So, you know, turn down the lights and grab the remote. We've got some ideas for you.
Okay, let's talk about that then. What should we be watching? Should we start with TV shows?
Yeah, let's do that. The Emmy Awards are coming up in just a couple of weeks. Of course, that's where the Television Academy honors its best. And I would really like to push our listeners to binge watch Abbott Elementary.
Quite
frankly, the best broadcast television series on right now. Well, Abbott Elementary, really surprising for a brand new series, got 7 Emmy nominations, including Best Show, Best Actress. And by the way, Quinta Brunson, who created Abbott Elementary and who stars in Abbott Elementary, her backstory is that her mom was a teacher. So that's where these come from. It is smart. It's sassy. It's an inner city school with all of the problems. But the principal is awful. She's hilariously awful. Think about the Danny DeVito character in Taxi. Think about Ted Baxter and Mary Tyler Moore. The people, you know, the total eye roll characters. You hate to love them. You love to hate them. Well, there's Principal Ava Coleman. She is portrayed by Janelle James, and she's up for an Emmy, too. So let's listen to a clip from Abbott Elementary when Principal Ava is at her worst.
Whew, guys, I need a new rug. Mine is officially done.
Mm, me too. I shook mine out and all of the asthma kids had to go to the nurse's office.
Yeah, mine's busted. And you can't class up a rug like you can a couch with a nice coat of plastic.
Hey, yo! What it do, baby boobs?
Ava's our principal. She has a unique take on her job.
She's bad at her job. What's unique is that she's bad at her job.
All I'm hearing is new, need. And yet, Barb, one of our best and most senior teachers here, she never complains. What is your secret, Barb?
Knowing there's not much you can do, Ava.
So understanding. Be like Miss Howard, people.
Abbott Elementary is on ABC. You can binge the entire first season on Hulu. Don't be surprised if it is an upset winner at the Emmys. The day after the Emmys, my guess is everyone's going to ask, what is this Abbott Elementary? Folks, check it out now. It is hilarious. And quite frankly, it's unique. Broadcast television has not been giving us that much quality, quite frankly. So kudos to ABC for catching this, and you can stream them all on Hulu. Check out Abbott Elementary. It is totally family-friendly. The kids will love it. The parents will love it. I highly, highly, highly recommend it.
I love, George, that there is an actual network television show that...
Go figure, right?
Right? Because as you said, we just don't see that that often anymore.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, where is this? I want to share this with you. This just came out this morning, and this is pretty historic. According to Nielsen, and this is as of this morning, viewership of streaming programming surpassed that of cable television for the first time in July.
Wow.
People are cutting the plug in a big way. So, yes, streaming television is just – it's attracting more people, and you and I have talked about this now for quite some time. It is the future, so let's talk about some of the best that we can stream. And at the top of my list, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's Ms. Marvel. I'm usually not the first or the 101st person to be in line for a superhero movie, let alone a series, but Ms. Marvel on Disney Plus left me gobsmacked. Now, on paper, Ms. Marvel is promised as a Gen Z spin on that Marvel Universe icon. What I did not see coming in this series was that it has an amazing historical backstory. Ms. Marvel, this young woman, travels to Karachi, Pakistan to be with her grandmother, who tells her about the legacy of her great-grandmother, who was also a superhero at the time of the 1947 partition, which separated India and Pakistan forever. And this young woman, as the superhero Ms. Marvel, goes back in time into this real event, and it is filmed magnificently, where we truly get an idea of how calamitous and how awful this partition was, where millions of Muslims and Hindus were pushed out of their homes. And all I could think of was these 12 and 13-year-old kids who are watching Ms. Marvel here in the U.S. wanting to know more about something that we rarely talk about in Western culture. And yet it folds perfectly into this superhero series, and it gives it a whole new spin. So the clip I want to share with you now is where this young woman, after basically saving the world, is sitting outside with her dad, and she and her parents haven't really connected, well, until they do, and he tries to explain where her name comes from and how indeed she is Ms. Marvel. Let's listen.
Mala? Mala? Hey, Peter, what are you doing here?
Whoa. So, you are now the great new superhero called...
Called what?
I'm still figuring it out.
Of course you are. We're all still figuring it out. But you save people, Kamala. And if you saved one life, well, you saved the world.
Do you know why we named you Kamala?
You were just so perfect. That's what Kamal means in Arabic. Perfect. But in Urdu, it's more like, what's it? Wonder. Marvel. Kamal means marvel. But you sure are, and always have been, our own little Miss Marvel.
So while a lot of superhero films and series end with fireworks and something blowing up, this one ends with a family coming together, loving one another, and yes, saving the world. And I never saw this one coming. So if you like superhero, if you like the Marvel Universe, yes, check out Ms. Marvel. But if you want something unique and fresh and lovely, and then have a great conversation, especially with your kids, check out Ms. Marvel. I did not see this coming. I cannot recommend it enough. It is on Disney Plus.
Wow. We'll have to check that out, George. I have to say, I do like some of the Marvel movies more than I ever thought I would. I mean, you know. Okay, what's next on your list?
Well, you know what? Steve Martin recently gave an interview with The Hollywood Reporter that surprised quite a few of us. And he said, and here's a quote here, "When this television show is done, I'm not going to seek others. I'm not going to seek other movies. This is, weirdly, it." Basically, he's announcing his retirement. And the series that he's talking about, of course, is Only Murders in the Building, which is this wonderful series on Hulu that Steve Martin and Martin Short and Selena Gomez play this trio of folks. And who would have ever put these three together in this crazy apartment building on Manhattan's Upper West Side where people seem to drop like flies. but they love solving crimes, and they have this podcast, and they find these like catacombs inside the building behind walls where they find, well, sometimes bodies and missing people. So here's a scene with the three of them getting lost behind the walls of their apartment building in search of Steve Martin's daughter.
Back there.
What floor are we even on?
I have no idea. Maybe we should just go back. We can't go back. Well, I, for one, have to sit down for a minute. I haven't had this much exercise in one day since I directed one of Suzanne Summers' Thighmaster infomercials.
Oh, please tell us.
Oh, God.
She liked everyone around her to use them when she was getting touched up.
Guys?
Lucy! Lucy! Are you all right?
They were right behind me. I think it was the person I saw in here the night Bunny died. I saw someone.
Wait, you saw the killer?
That's why he's after you.
Do you remember what his face looked like?
No. No, they were wearing a mask and then some sort of, like, jumpsuit.
Did you hear their voice?
No, they just looked at me and sneezed, and then they ran off.
Sneezed?
Lucy, think hard. Was it a joke or a...
The second one? Why? What does that mean?
No idea. Okay.
Guys, we need to get somewhere safe.
Okay, I never thought I'd say this during a blackout, but we need to go someplace where other people are.
I wish Steve Martin nothing but happy days ahead. But honestly, I'm secretly hoping that the mayhem keeps checking into the Arconia and the bodies keep piling up. This series could go on forever. Steve Martin and Martin Short are both up for Best Actor at the Emmys. I hope they don't cancel each other out. Either could easily win. And Selena Gomez is wonderful in this. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine her fans even knowing who Steve Martin and Martin Short are, or vice versa. But she has great comic timing, and the three of them together are swell. It's on Hulu, and the second season is just wrapping now. You've got to check this out, but please, please, please start with season one if you want to see comedy at its best.
Okay, and what's the name of it again?
Only Murders in the Building. It's also the name of their fictional podcast. So it really turns podcasts on its ear, too. And by the way, the guest list, which is to say the list of suspects, includes Tina Fey and Nathan Lane and Jane Lynch, and they just keep coming. It is really great. And I'm guessing that a lot of these actors are begging to be guests in this show.
I have to watch this. I mean, I find...
You'll love it.
I think of Steve Martin and Martin Short in Father of the Bride.
Totally.
And it is some of the funniest scenes ever. But you're right, George. Mm-hmm. Kids these days are not going to know who they are. I had to tell my kid who George Clooney was the other day.
Well, I think they're probably finding new audiences, vice versa. So, you know, Selena Gomez was on The Tonight Show the other night, and Jimmy Fallon said, "What do your fans ask you?" And they say, "Who are these other two old guys that you're in?" It's like, well, sit down. I've got a story to tell you. Anyway, she's great. They're great.
I love it. All right, George, we have to wrap up. It is always so good to have you here. And I tell you, in these dog days of summer at the end of August, we need some good things to watch. So I've got all my list ready to go now.
Get a bowl of popcorn, grab the remote, and get that end-of-summer couch cuddle.
And put the air conditioning on.
Totally.
All right, we've been talking with our very own resident movie critic and Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about what to watch this weekend.